Report, Hunter Biden to guest teach Tulane University class on fake news this fall. By Edwin Mora on April 27, 2021. President Joe Biden's son Hunter, who has no media or professional teaching background beyond publicly touting his ability to cook crack with ease and his experience with the drug, will help guide a media polarization class at Tulane University this fall, the Daily Mail revealed Monday. Hunter will serve as a guest professor despite having no media background other than being the subject of numerous news reports about his lucrative business dealings overseas and drug-addled lifestyle. Amid the presidential election last year, big tech companies such as Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and Democrat-allied mainstream media outlets also attempted to cover up an explosive story from the New York Post about the contents of a laptop allegedly belonging to Hunter. In a statement to the Daily Mail, Tulane University, attended by Andrew Breitbart, confirmed that Hunter would be one of several guest speakers helping to teach the course titled Media Polarization and Public Policy Impact. America's rapidly advancing partisan divide is fueled substantially by the growing political polarization increasingly evident in our news media, a syllabus obtained by the news outlet noted in describing the class. This course will explore the current state of the media landscape in the United States and how media polarization, fake news, and the economics of the news business impact public policymaking in Washington, D.C., it continued. Hunter, a 51-year-old Yale-educated lawyer, has no background working in the media industry or dealing with reporters and policymaking like the other guest speakers associated with the course. The course targets explicitly those interested in media relations and policy, the Daily Mail reported, citing the syllabus. Donald Trump coined the term fake news during his 2016 campaign for president, where he insisted liberal-leaning media outlets were painting him in a false light and reporting fake stories on him, specifically regarding Russian collusion, the news report acknowledged. Not having experience has never prevented Hunter, who critics accuse of leveraging his father's political influence to obtain jobs, from applying or getting lucrative gigs. Despite no background in the industry, Hunter worked for the corruption-linked Ukrainian gas conglomerate Burisma for at least $50,000 monthly between 2014 and 2019. Serving as vice president when Hunter got the job, his father was in charge of U.S. policy towards the Eastern European country. Even Obama administration officials warned that Hunter's position at Burisma, which paid him tens of thousands monthly, created a conflict of interest for his father. Still, then-Vice President Biden's office dismissed the concerns. Hunter also made a failed attempt to get a law professor gig at the University of California, Los Angeles, touting his family name and political connections, emails reviewed by the Daily Caller News Foundation revealed. In 2019, Hunter reportedly offered to teach a class on drug policy and identified a list of possible guest speakers with close ties to his father. "It's not rocket science," Hunter jokingly told the host of the New Abnormal podcast Molly Jong Fast about cooking crack, eliciting laughs in the studio despite the MC vowing not to glorify illegal drugs. "It didn't take, you know, a physics degree to be able to figure out how to do it. And once you do it, it's unfortunately pretty simple," he added. His remarks came in response to the host, who admitted using drugs in her youth, asking Hunter to comment on his crack cooking skills, which she said impressed her. Hunter shared his experience with crack cocaine in his memoir, Beautiful Things, the subject of his interview with the New Abnormal podcast. "Cooking crack took practice, but it wasn't rocket science," Hunter wrote in his book.